It's 26 minutes to 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line an amazing person. When you read her story, it really it warms you in the sense that a person who has been able to use their skills and develop into a wonderful entertainer, a wonderful person, a person who really brings positiveness and happiness to people. And we have on the line Angela Blake, who is the co-founder of SF3. We'll talk a little bit about that and All Crew. Angela, thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and myself.
Hi, Darren, Jim. Thank you. That was quite an amazing introduction.
Well, I did try to do my best, you know, Angela. I mean, you know, but it is true. It is true. Look, it's really great to have you on the line. Tell us about your life. You know, we're going to talk about, you know, your dancing, your singing and your acting and things like that. But tell us about growing up, because that plays such an important role in who you are today.
Yeah, what a great question. So I'm from Sydney. I grew up in southwest Sydney and I'm the eldest of four children. And my dad's the baby of 10 in a good old Irish Catholic tradition. And so I grew up surrounded by a massive family. And from a very early age, all I ever wanted to do was perform. And I used to make movies and make my brothers and sister do radio shows with me and choreograph shows and put on plays. And, you know, they were as into it as I am, with a lot of coercion. But I was always creating and putting on shows for everybody, and that's all I kind of ever wanted to do. And I had a great time growing up. I really had a great childhood playing and being quite free and happy and very, very creative. And I was really lucky to kind of, you know, find a lot of creative people, and I've taken them all into my adult life. I just had a great childhood, and I think growing up in the 80s into the 90s was a wonderful place to be.
Angela, I'm really taken back by your comments because they're really very positive. And we're just speaking with Anton from Mintfresh from the local LGA, and we asked him the similar question about family. Clearly, both of you see family as an integral part of who you are today.
Yeah, do you know, it's really interesting because I was thinking, I'm wanting to make a documentary on my smartphone, of course, and about my family, because lately, I'm about to turn 40. Maybe it's something to do with that in a month. And I'm doing a lot of reflecting, and I just think I'm from a really big family, and my husband also has a really huge extended family. And I think it's been such a big part of who I am and how I define myself, because I am Angela, but I am such a small part of a very big thing, which is my family. And so I want to actually make a documentary on that, because I started thinking, you know, my dad's the baby of 10 children, and just growing up surrounded by aunties and uncles and cousins, it's been quite a wonderful and interesting life, and something definitely that has defined me from a very early age, being a part of a huge family.
Wow. It's Darren here, Angela. Such a big family.
Hi,
no doubt that you've learnt so much from that family atmosphere and taken it all in. And as you say, across the 80s and 90s, not quite sure if Jim remembers the 80s.
No.
But going on, you talked about smartphone, and that's kind of a little segue into what we want to talk about this morning with you. We understand that you're the co-founder of the Smartphone Flick Fest, and that's SF3, and that's the shortening of what we do call the Smartphone Flick Fest. Please tell us a bit more about that.
I know, it's some good alliteration there, isn't it?
It is, lovely.
And so I started this festival with Alison, my co-founder, and 9 years ago now, we were performing in the Short and Sweet Theatre Festival in Sydney, and I was directing a play, and Alison, she auditioned, I cast her in my play. And it was this wonderful play written by a Melbourne playwright called Adele Shelley. And this play was really, it was just, I was handed a plate of gold, and it kept winning because the words were so amazing and my actor was amazing. And we kept winning and going through all the rounds. And we just thought, you know, Short and Sweet was very inspiring for anyone that would like to get up on a stage and perform or write a play or direct. It gave everybody the chance to give theatre a go or hone their skills. And we just thought, you know, there's nothing like this for filmmakers. At least there wasn't in Australia at the time. And I'd been living in America for a couple of years in LA. And I said, oh, you know, Ali, you know, just in LA, there were people, you know, making films on their phones. And that was unheard of in Australia at the time. And And we said, well, let's combine these ideas. And so we spent 2 years planning SF3 and we launched it. So this is our seventh year. And, you know, with the vision to make filmmaking affordable and accessible to everybody.
So fast forward 7, 8, 9 years as it is, we now have a lockdown. The second one, major one in Australia. We have phones which are probably immeasurably more sophisticated than they were when you started. What does that deliver for your film festival now?
You know, I mean, we knew that we were onto something really good. And at the time when we launched, there was only about 3 other film festivals in the world. We were, you know, one of the early initiators of the smartphone film world, and we teamed up with some pioneers in the field who, you know, we've been working with for all these years. And fast forward all those years, I mean, phones are shooting in 4K, which is the absolute highest grade you can have. They blow up onto cinema screens. Last year we screened at the biggest screen in the Southern Hemisphere, if you can imagine. So film shot on a phone on the biggest screen in the Southern Hemisphere, and they were mind-blowingly amazing. The technical quality of phones and tablets really is, you can't even tell. You know, projectionists in the theatre who see films all day, they don't believe every year that these films are shot on phones. They're just so incredible. And of course people are, you know, they're getting more adept and more creative with using their phones. So just, I mean, the change in technology has been significant over all these years, and the acceptance now of everyone in the mainstream world. When we first launched, we had people, you know, we had a judge, a very big filmmaker in Australia, who said, yes, I'll judge for you, but, you know, the films are going to all look crap. And we said, okay, we disagree, but just judge and see for yourself. And now he's still our judge 7 years later because he just can't believe how amazing the films are. And that was kind of the general rule all those years ago. And now people are excited and they can't wait to see our amazing films. And Philip Noyce, the filmmaker, is one of our ambassadors. And he trumpets how amazing the films are. Like, he can't believe they're all shot on phones. And so we've really come a long way.
You sure have, and that's fantastic. And we'll talk more about your ambassadors and the opportunity for the budding filmmakers with their smartphones after the break. But before we go to the break, I have a question about the technology. How does a smartphone allow a budding videographer, so to say, allow to do things that may not be there when they've got the bigger, bulkier sort of classical type of equipment? What's the difference there? And does it allow like a different genre and something that's just not possible with the classical movie making experience?
Yeah. You're really asking great questions today. I love this. You've hit the nail on the head, because there are so many places that a phone can go that traditional cameras can't. So one, there's an amazing film that won a couple of years ago by Ren Takum in our festival called Rear View. If you go on our YouTube channel, I totally recommend everyone to see this little 3-minute horror film. It's one of the best shot films I've ever seen. And so this was shot in a car about a rear view camera. So if you think between your rear view mirror and your windscreen is hardly any space, it's just enough space for a smartphone to get in there. So all the shots in this film are the most amazing, beautiful visual shots, only possible with a smartphone, because big bulky cameras couldn't fit into all those spaces or cram into small cars. So you can really get some interesting shots and put your phone in places that is inaccessible to big cameras. Of course, there's guerrilla filmmaking, you know, when we're all allowed outside of lockdown. Guerrilla filmmaking being that you can shoot without a permit, of course, and you just go out and start shooting. If you do that with a big bulky camera, people are going to, you're on Bondi Beach shooting, people are going to stop you and the council's going to come, you're going to have to pay a big amount of money to shoot on that beach. If you have a smartphone, everyone's shooting on their smartphone, so no one knows you're making a film. So that's definitely, for the indie filmmaking world, that is really amazing, because people don't have the money for all the permits. And then, of course, documentaries. People who are documentary makers are finding that they're getting really great interviews straight away, because everyone's used to looking at a smartphone, talking to smartphones. They're not scared. Whereas if you have a big camera, it can take a long time for the subject to kind of warm up and open up. So it's breaking down those barriers straight away.
We're going to go to a little...
It's accessible. Sorry, I was going to say everyone has a smartphone or a tablet. I mean, that's the number one thing. You already have a movie camera in your pocket ready to go.
Angela, we're going to go to a little break and come back and find out a little bit more, because the prizes that are up for this festival that you co-founded is amazing, and we want to tell them the dates and really get behind it, because you've had a massive amount of entries and you're looking for some more originality and creativity to tell their story. So we'll be back straight after this break. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim on 90.5 FM.
Alive 90.5.
It's 9 minutes to 11. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line this morning Angela Blake. Angela, we've been talking about smartphones and what you've been able to develop and grow. It's really incredible. Let's get down to some really detail. You've got a big competition and awards gala night coming up. I think it's on the 27th of November. Hopefully you can have that at Paddington, and hopefully Dan and I might try and get along to that. We think it would be fantastic to see the great work of people. Tell us about the categories and what prizes you can win in the sense of this smartphone concept.
Yeah, so we have amazing categories. We have, it's really grown over the years as Smartphone Filmmaking has grown. So we have our very first, the gala competition. So that is for films up to 20 minutes long. Every film in our festival must be completely shot on a smartphone or tablet, but then people can edit on any device and use external apps or microphones. So that's fine, as long as you shoot on a phone or tablet. So if you shoot a film up to 20 minutes, that will be entered into our main competition, our gala competition. We also have SF3 Kids. That's also up to 20 minutes, but it's for filmmakers 16 and under at the time of filming. We also accept feature films, all shot on phones. And we have VR360 films in the new media realm. And last year, because of lockdown, we introduced the ISO category because people couldn't leave their house. They couldn't come to films with film crews or with a friend. So what we did, we introduced the ISO. It's for a film that's 3 minutes or less. And you see, we're going to keep that going every year. We've now called it the SF3 Media, and that's a film up to 3 minutes in length. And we've given it a theme of rise this year because we thought, you know, the world, it's not completely all in lockdown anymore. We're in and out of lockdown. Of course, right now in Sydney, we're a couple of weeks into a lockdown. But hopefully we're rising. So that's kind of our idea. And the theme is the jumping off point. And we've teamed up with the United Nations Association of Australia on that one. And they have 17 sustainable development goals, which people can go on and just have a look at. And maybe one of those you can bounce off that. And they're wonderful things, you know, about ending climate change and poverty. And I mean, they're all big issues, but it's just about making a film. It's a starting off point to get creative. So hopefully there's a category for everybody in there, but especially that mini category is really accessible, and we find we get a lot of first-time filmmakers making films like that one.
Angela, it's absolutely fantastic what you're doing, and I really applaud all our listeners, parents, people, grandparents, to really get behind this wonderful concept, because they can then tell their children and grandchildren and so on to get really involved and to develop themselves as people. But I'm really interested because as a strategy, particularly as a vision, you've put together the very first time, and I'm really excited by, the First Nations Award by your organisation. Yeah. Tell us a bit about that, because I think that's really fantastic.
Thank you. I'm so excited for this one. And please spread the word far and wide about this. This is an award. So we have over 33 awards and prizes with over $40,000 in cash. And this is a brand new award this year. We're always trying to make sure that we can be accessible and affordable to everybody, and we really stand by that. So we introduced the First Nations Award. It's in partnership with Dolby. And this is an award. The film will be screened in our gala finals competition, and they'll also be eligible for this award, which comes with a $7,000 prize just for this one, which is a $5,000 mentorship with our ambassadors Stan Grant, Wayne Blair and John Bell. And you'll also get a new phone or tablet as well as part of that prize, plus a prize pack from all our other sponsors. And so the filmmaker just has to make a film up to 20 minutes in length, no minimum. So it could be a two-minute film, doesn't have to be all the way up to 20, and it can be on anything. And the filmmaker has to identify as Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander.
That is really fantastic. We're just about run out of time. We're going to 11 o'clock news. Angela, where can people find out more information and the contacts, please?
Yeah, so you have September till September 1 to enter our festival this year. And if you head to our site, which is www.f3, so F for Sam, F for Freddie, and the number 3.com.au, sf3.com.au. We also have a Facebook, SF3 Fest, and Instagram and Twitter, of course. And we're posting lots of stuff, especially all over our Facebook. We have so many tips and tricks to really help people, to teach them essentially how to do film. Part of our festival, we'll do lots of masterclasses. Mostly they're all free. And we also tell people they can email us anytime. It's all on our website. And I will personally, I answer all the emails and give people lots of tips. Well, they're always asking for advice and to watch their films and things like that.
Well, I'm very excited because I'm going to talk to my grandchildren and see what we can do. They're quite right. sophisticated, and I hope that they can put in an entry. Angela, thanks for joining us on Spotlight on 90.5. We're always encouraged and we applaud people who bring happiness, and they also bring to people a sense of fulfillment. Thanks for doing that for many, many people.
You saved my day, Sarah, in the gym.
Well, no, but it's very true because you give people the opportunity to get out of their comfort zone and be who they really want to be. On behalf of Spotlight, Darren and myself, we dips our lid to you, and we will try and get there when you have your big night on the 27th of November.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jim. Thanks, Darren.
Have a great day.
Angela. Have a great morning.
You too. Bye.
Alive 90.5.